This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Hello. Have you seen us before? We've never seen you before. Maybe we have, maybe we haven't.
It really has been a hot minute because I did an awful job. Well, I'm not going to put the negativity on me because honestly, I had a million birthdays, holidays, and things like that. So I didn't put episodes out until past Monday. I finally did, but I only did the current one. So the past two Mondays, I need to edit those and then put them out. There was too much going on in my life and starting this bread company also. It was just a lot. Yeah. And honestly, making money was a little bit more important than editing the episode.
Yeah, because you guys don't sponsor us, unfortunately.
Yeah, why is that?
And neither does High Noon. That's what I'm drinking today.
I'm drinking Terra del... No, dos?
No se?
No. But no, there's not a little...
Noche. No. Nos.
Pinot Grigio. I hadn't drank Pinot Grigio in a long time until Mary Flynn's mom came over for Grant's birthday, and she had a little bit, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love Pinot Grigio.
I like it. I don't think we had that in our sampling.
No. We just had blends.
Which I don't want to talk about.
Ever again.
Ever again.
What a joke
that Cancel was. It out of my life. Honestly, Sam's Club, get it together. Red blend or white blend? Like, if there's only three.
I should see if Costco has one.
Oh, yes. Lacey's going to go to Costco. Honestly, I feel like it's the promised land. I am jealous. It is.
Because Costco has, like, healthier options, and it's more, like, modern.
Yeah, I think. Everybody loves Costco. And they still have dollar hot dogs. Cheers.
Ting. So I got this. I have been telling myself I am going to take a break from alcohol literally for the last
month.
But
you wouldn't know because you haven't heard the other two episodes before where she said it.
But honestly, I feel like I've done well. Maybe not today. But like in moderating myself. So like only having like one glass of wine.
Okay.
And it's like during the time where Flint takes the kids to go play downstairs.
Right.
And I go upstairs and fold some laundry and I put on some Real Housewives and I have a glass of wine and then that's it.
Yes.
I don't need any more.
Right. Yeah.
If I want to like sip on something else, it's like nighttime tea and that's it. Like I'm good.
Just a little nip.
Right. Like I feel like what non-drinkers, I feel like a lot of people who don't drink might use marijuana to like take a little edge off.
Everybody that doesn't drink definitely does pot.
But people also. But I just feel like I just feel like I can't. Like if I.
Are you sure?
If I take marijuana, it's not going to give me the effect that I want. It's going to make me want to be sleepy.
You know what I think you've been doing? I think you've been smoking a cigarette.
It smells like cigarettes.
In your mudroom right now, and that's what you've been doing. Don't lie. You haven't been just, like, having a glass of wine. You've been like, I'm going to quit wine, so, like, I have this freaking stash of ciggies that I've left.
Stash of cigs.
Some misties.
But I don't smell that in there.
It smells like cigs. Like, it's weird. It smells like there's, like, a cigarette in somebody's pocket or something. But it is
odd. I don't know. That room is a disaster right now. So, let me clean it out and see why it smells like cigs.
There could be, like, an item that's, like, cigarette. You know, scented.
Which is weird.
You know what happens when you go somewhere where people smoke cigarettes and things smell like ciggies. I mean, that's probably what's happening.
But that's weird. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
But no, I like just a drinky poo or two.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to get I'm not trying to get drunk and I'm not even trying to get tipsy. I'm just trying to like take a breather from like being with my kids all day, which is fine. I freaking love them. I'm not complaining.
You know what
I hate where people are like, oh, you need a drink to like get away from your kids. But no, but when you don't even have a chance to like think a thought fully in your brain before getting interrupted, there are studies that show that creates excess stress and excess like aggravated hormones. Like, so I'm constantly being interrupted all day long, which is fine. They need me. I get that. But if I just need a moment to, like, think about, like, someone texting me about bread, like, buying a loaf of bread or something, and I'm, like, trying to text them back, like, just constantly being interrupted and constantly being needed, which is fine. That's the job I signed up for. I get that. However, a nice glass of wine while I fold laundry.
Can I?
And the peace and quiet is like what gets me through the rest of the evening. But and I'm like a great mom.
I know you know what I'm going to say.
I don't
know. But can you teach him to not interrupt you? Like,
I don't think you like fully understand.
Is it like a thing?
Toddlers.
Right, but I mean, like, yeah, I understand, like, it happens or whatever, but it's like,
I think that I try to do it in a positive way. I'm not trying to like scream at him and be like, leave me alone, I'm trying to freaking think here. Now, every once in a while I do definitely do that. However, like, it just hasn't clicked in his head yet, and so I'm being patient with him, and I think that's what you're supposed to do with toddlers. Like, be patient. They're going to get it eventually. Okay. I'm not raising a little brat. I'm just raising a very, like, I mean, you look at them. Graham and Grant are totally different.
100%.
Right. Totally different.
So do you feel like you have to, like, parent them differently?
That's a good question.
Because I don't
think I've been parenting them differently, but Grant is, like, his energy level is just so different. And, like, the way that his, like, thought processes. And, like, yes, he is a little bit more delayed than what Graham even is.
I don't think so.
In, like, the sense of, like, communicating. And I think that's a lot.
I mean, yeah. Yes and no.
Like, he's gotten a lot better now. Right. However, I do feel like even 6 months ago, he still wasn't that great at communicating to me, like, what he fully needed.
And pissed him off.
Yeah. And I think that kind of, like, trailblazed this aggression or this high energy, like, intense personality.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he is who he is, and I'm not trying to...
I know, like trying to make him a different person or
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
Like, he's going to become a human being.
Guide him, and he's taking longer to, like...
Or Graham has just not come into it.
Right, or that. Like, I mean, he's definitely has thrown a few, tantrums.
Dude, when he was losing his mind when I was going to... Yeah. I woke him up. Actually, I didn't wake him up from the nap. He was awake. Yeah. And then I went upstairs, and he was like...
Nope.
He would rather, like, throw his head against his bed, like, and just scream at me. And I even
he's
was
done
like...
He's done that with me because he wanted it to be Flint, and he's done it with Flint when he wanted it to be me. And I tell you, it lasted, like, 20 minutes. It was wild.
You're like, are you...
He wouldn't let me hold him.
That's like, what he wouldn't even crazy. Let me grab him to get him out of the crib. I'm now like, that, at least let me, like, right. let you exit this situation to, like, get out of here, you little crazy
now,
boy.
That has only happened, like,
which
a
I think
few
is,
times.
He's, like, two. But it's a fluke. Like, he doesn't,
sure.
you know,
for
whatever.
Sure.
What's
but
happening?
Grant, like, I just, like, I love his intensity in so many ways, but he's not, like, he has definitely gotten better. I've seen, Flint and I just talked about this yesterday or the day before, like, we have seen baby steps of, like, improvement of thought process.
Yeah.
And, like, understanding.
Yeah, what
and so, like, we're slowly, slowly getting there.
Yeah.
And I choose to be...
More patient.
Patient, and also I choose to, like, pick my battles. Like, I'm not... I tried to explain to him, like, why he cannot do X, Y, and Z or whatever the case may be. And like I said, he's slowly getting better about, like, it clicking and understanding. But, like, this morning he bit me. And I was like, because I didn't want to make him popcorn. I'm like, no. So then he went in timeout.
Right.
So, like,
you just have to have, like, a zero tolerance policy, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, anytime you hit me, no, sorry, you're going in timeout.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. But we're getting there, and I'm being patient, and I think I'm doing a good job. I feel like...
I think you're being good cop, which I appreciate.
No, I feel like I'm the bad cop.
I'm bad cop. Because when I asked him the other day, I go, do you want to go to my house? He was like, no. But it's because he was in trouble, not because he doesn't want to go to my house. It's because he was like...
And I am, like, kind of in, like, a phase where... Not that no is bad, because
You mean him telling you no?
No, like, me telling him no. And, like, so, like, I'm picking and choosing, trying to be more strategic about picking and choosing when I say no to him.
I see.
Like, I'm not, like, if he wants to bring his toys upstairs, like, you were like, no, those noisy toys, like the music things, they stay downstairs. Like, to me, that would be like, whatever. He wants to bring them up here and play with them. That's totally fine.
Right, but I don't think when he, but he already brought the farm toys up here, which yeah, he didn't want to pick up, and then I had to make him pick them up, and it's
I
like.
I know, and I do, and I have been doing better about like, no, we pick this up before we play with this.
Yes.
But I was busy doing.
I know, you were busy. That's why I was like, Broheim, take the downstairs toys back downstairs.
No, but I.
There's plenty of toys upstairs.
For sure. But I'm just like being pickier about what I say no to. And like, yeah. Okay, so you say you want to go outside. Let's put all your stuff on. Before you go outside, you say you don't want to go outside. Okay, whatever. I'm not getting mad about it. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Because
he decided he didn't want to go out, but he wanted to keep the door open.
I talked him through it. I feel like we're getting there slowly but surely with him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Graham will be... like very like okay mom cool whatever
and
he
hope is so.
Like
he's wants to challenge you, really? You. He just do wants really? To see how far
for
he
sure.
can
and
take
I
you
love that They're, that's just his personality and that's fine and I'm gonna keep
doing it's exhausting
it is exhausting but that's why I was talking about how like this glass of wine is nice and like whatever
and that's what led me into it because it's like you need the wine because Grant is exhausting. Because he gets one over on you all day long. He just
like bad mom saying that.
No. That's not
because I love him so much. But his like it's a constant need, a constant like I need your attention. I need you, which is fine. I get that. But he like hasn't.
But I
he doesn't do like he used to do independent play like right, all right. the time. Now it's like mommy, like I need you. Like there's monsters in the basement.
Right, please but I think you like, should be able to tell him like negative Ghost Rider, you're on your own at this moment, and then he needs to be okay with it. Because I think that's what
he does
he
every
out.
Once in a while.
Right,
like, but I test it. Like so, if he's cool with it, I let him go. If he's not, then I'm like okay, whatever. He needs me right now. It's fine.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well,
he's four years old.
I know. And that's why it doesn't really matter that much.
Like, no matter what my kids, like, I truly believe no matter what my, because I have good intentions.
Right.
My kids are going to turn out just fine.
Yeah. I don't think that they're going to be
bad. And they're
going
to be good citizens.
Yes. They're going to be regular human beings that will know how to navigate life no matter what.
Yeah. Toddler age is just tough. And it's tough for... the moms out there. So moms out there,
right?
I feel yeah, and it's like sometimes you feel so isolated and so alone, and it's like it's but just my kids, only my kids.
Then
are
you
doing
get on
this,
a Facebook group, and then you see everybody else is having the
exactly.
same
and it's like, but sometimes you just need a reminder, like you are not in it alone. Your kids are not acting different. Your kids are literally doing the same things as other toddlers, like. Unless you have, right. like, millions of dollars and for some reason you want to send your kids to, like, Montessori school and, like, have them take polite class. I don't know where they're, like, programmed then at that
polite
point.
Class.
Whatever it's called.
No, they send them to Catholic schools and then they whip them. That's what happens when you want
my
a good kid.
My kid goes to Catholic school.
Yeah, they're not allowed to beat him anymore, probably, though. But, like, back in the day, used to be real strict. You know what I'm saying?
No, I just think...
Everybody knows nuns are mean, okay? I'm not, like, saying anything new.
I don't want him to lose his spirit, so I'm just trying to gently guide him and take the beating.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm not going to take the beating, but we've already decided
no.
it'll be fine.
No,
we're gonna,
like...
Because you're their mom
here,
and I'm their,
you're here, like
buddy.
A couple... Like, at most, a couple times a week. So,
right.
like... And then you get to leave.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I also, I know. It's fine. Do whatever you want. I've always said that. Do whatever you
want. I think Rhonda up in heaven is like, Lacey, you're doing a good job. And
yeah, but I know some conversations that I also had with my mom. Grant. Okay, so Grant would have been like, oh, yeah, she only, it was
yeah.
February 2021, so he was only one.
Yeah,
so
he wasn't doing much.
Yeah.
He was not doing much.
No.
But, and I say this out of love, like, you don't know what you don't know until they come out of your vagina. You're like,
right.
You don't know.
Yeah, but I also have an outside perspective.
For sure.
Yeah, and that's why I just don't want you to drown in this. No, it's not even drowning. I don't want you, you know what it always is? And I always think it, whether it's your kids or anybody's kids, mm-hmm. I hate it when people's kids are telling them what to do. And not that I hate it. It's like, to me, I feel like, it's a child.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, even when you're 18, it's very hairy. So, like, a little kid telling somebody what to do, just, like, and, like, I let him, you know, hey, let's go play, like, whatever, that kind of stuff. But it's unreasonable requests, which we've talked about before on this already, I think. Yeah. Is, like, the unreasonable request is, like, whatever I, actually, it's not even whether the request is unreasonable or not. It's, like, if I say something and then you go no, like, no, I didn't ask you a yes or no question. Mm-hmm. I was telling you something. And mm-hmm. so I need you to, like, listen.
Flint and I had a sit-down conversation over, like, what we want 2024 to look like for us individually and for us as a family, and that includes like parenting. Oh, like what do we want for our kids, and what kind of parenting style do we want to have? Right. And one of the biggest things was when we say no, it's no. It's right. not no, he throws a tantrum and then like, fine, just take it, leave, get right. out of here.
You get this or this. It's not that, it's you get this, go, like, or time out. Mm-hmm. What did I say earlier? You get yeah. time out or you get to go eat yeah. your noodles.
But when it comes to Flint, like, and I feel like I definitely am more bad cop than
oh, for sure. Flint. Yeah.
And so I, because when we talked, it was like, I just need you to also put them in time out and also right. stand up for me.
Right, right.
Don't. So, like, when you see Grant taking stuff out on me, I need you to stand up for me.
Right, because that's what Grant does.
Like, even though he did it every once in a while, it's like, I need you to do it every time. Right, like, every time you hear him scream at me, please come to my rescue, because like at that point, I probably won't
put up with her. For sure. Like, but it's like a chain of command, like, for Grant. I think that's what he, there's like a line for him that's like, mm-hmm. well, he's definitely not going to ask me because I'm for sure going to say no, or whatever yeah. it is, some crazy, like, I want cookies. Like, well, it's mm-hmm. flour right now, so it's not going to be cookies for like mm-hmm. a hot minute. But then he'll be, so he'll ask you first, and if you tell him no, then he'll ask dad. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, God, well, Haley's definitely going to tell me no, so I better right. just like go away. For sure. Like, I feel like he just knows how to, he's too smart.
Yeah.
He's not a dum-dum.
I don't think he's a dum-dum. No,
he knows how to figure out. He's like, all right, I have this circle where I start here, and then this is cookies. So what do I need if... Mm-hmm. Or no, it's more like one of those charts where it's like, all right, ask mom. She says no. I go over here, and then I ask dad, and he says yes, mm-hmm. but... And then I have to go back over here, and mm-hmm. like...
He's very, like, little. Calculating.
Like, yes, so he funny. Is. And that's... He's only going to get smarter, mm-hmm. and it's going to get... harder because yeah. I feel like wearing a boob shirt can't take myself seriously. I need him to have respect.
Yeah,
I demand it.
I truly believe like he'll
grow into
that.
It
yes, he will grow into that because like Flint and I show yeah. respect for each other in front of them
only,
and I feel like that's something, like, he doesn't fully grasp. Right. Like, he doesn't yeah, of course understand he doesn't know what it is. So, yeah. like, again, but I'm it is giving a, him like time a feeling. And patience. Yeah. And, yeah, but best believe, when I truly feel that he's old enough and he's not acting right,
ooh,
like, I will correct him.
Okay. I think that's just where we differ, is, like, I think that he's old enough, and you're just, like, letting and him I take his time. And I think
he's 4.
You're having more patience.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of a patient person just, like, in general, like, in life.
I know.
But now with this little twat.
No, you right. remind me a lot of Rhonda.
Yeah. Dude, I am half. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
Just not be it? Or at least I am like Rhonda a little bit. I freaking stick up for myself and
yeah.
be a B when I need to be a B. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I told Patrick. I can't remember that conversation. My man, Patrick, he's such a man. Manly man.
He is. I agree.
I said something like...
He's got chest hair.
Yes, he does. Oh, my God. Can I tell this?
Will he hate it?
I don't know. I don't think so. But he also has back hair.
So does Flint. It's fine, everyone.
But he asked me to, like, line him up one time, you know? Like, he cut his own hair. And then he was like, can you just, like, line up my neck? But then mm-hmm. he wasn't wearing a shirt. And I was mm-hmm. like, where do I stop?
I love it. Oh, my God. Where that's hilarious. Where do I go
on this? Like, I'm not really sure how much you want me to cut off. Like, it's not like it's just, you know, back here. It's also like,
that is hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, you know, fuck.
What's also funny, when I first started dating Flint, I, like, very, very early on, like, maybe a date or two in.
Ooh.
And I was like, man, he's just like a man. He's got chest hair. Like,
Like, is he like, too old
you're
for
such
me?
Such an innocent 21-year-old. Like, this man that's coming in the
he's
Buffalo
got
Wild Wings.
Chest hair. What the heck?
I love it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Patrick always had chest hair, but now he's like, and he always had like lower back hair, and now it's just like spreading. It's fine though. I love it. I love it so much, but
he's going to hate you.
It just makes me laugh. No, he is such a manly man.
I know. I equate, like,
he's like, yeah. I think I've said this before too. Like, if anything's happening, I just like, I'm like, he'll fix it. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I say earlier? You were like, you said you saw a video where these girls were like, we don't need men. And it's like, yeah, try setting up a tent by yourself, bitch. Good right. fucking luck. Right. Like, even
so to give
girls,
context
you know,
to that, because I think it's hilarious. Like, in today's day when people are like, in quotation, woke, and they're like, and it's like a destructive feminism.
Oh.
I think it's like destructive feminism,
where women are like,
we don't need men. Men suck.
Yeah,
we don't need them for anything. Like, I'm not gonna they're stupid and gross, and they're the worst.
We don't even need them.
Like,
just their sperm.
If you were on a ship and the ship was going down, I'm sorry. I know you were gonna play the woman card and say, "Sorry, peace. I'm out. I'm a woman. Men stay
on the boat
board
first." Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, come on, you want it. You want to be like, because it's
for sure. No way in hell, when it comes to life and death, are you being like, I'll stay on board.
I'll take care of the bear, honey. Give me the shotgun.
I'm sorry. Like, young women.
Yeah, young women, listen to us.
What are you doing? Like, I am so confused.
You don't need a man, I agree. But they're not, like, completely useless or anything, you know?
Like, I think, like, need and want are two different things.
Right.
Like,
you can also
want a man.
Also, like, live with, like, another woman. And that's great, too. Like, having a partner in general is, like, good.
Like, are you stupid? Men and women have different roles.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's fine if women, like,
it's fine.
Like, if your strengths are the typical, like, men's strengths, whatever, that's fine. And, like, vice versa, like, men, like, that is totally fine
be
to, like, blend
whatever you want
to
be.
But, like, let's stop discrediting men in general.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
know.
They're also here on Earth.
Do you not want to, like,
hey, when you call the cops because someone's breaking into your house, you hope, like, a chick like me shows up, and he's like, where's he at?
I'm about to take him down.
I'm going to get him. Like, no, but I just thought of that. The first time I ever heard it was my Aunt Shelley. She said, I think it was when they added on to their house, like, when they were deciding which side of the bed to sleep on, and he was like, well, I'll sleep closer to the door just in case somebody comes in, but then he went, really, I want to sleep closer to the door so I can get the fuck out when shit goes down.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, but that's it. One last
but
thing.
That's
and then
it.
One last thing, and then we can move on. If people vote for Trump or Biden in this 2024 election, like, who the F are you? Please vote just for Robert Kennedy Jr. and, like, let's figure it out.
So did you hear, like, who was on Epstein's list?
Was he on it? No!
Yes!
I didn't check out the list.
Guess
but
who
so
was it?
Trump and Biden probably were.
Not Biden.
Okay, he's still a shit.
He's still senile. That's my problem. He's old.
Has, Robert come out and, like, talked about, like, his name being on the list?
I haven't looked it up yet.
Okay, well, we got three options, everyone. The best option to me is Robert Kennedy Jr., and that's it.
And
because
you've done your research.
Yes. I've done enough research because I know what Biden's doing. I know what Trump has done. And I currently know what...
Can we talk about what makes you mad about Biden?
He's old and stupid, and he's literally, like, he's taken so much money from just, like, supporting, like, Ukraine and just all of that drama, and, like, his son was, like, in a weird position that's not really a position and was getting money. It's shady.
That's it, though. That's it. You're just...
And he's old and he's probably...
But what about, like, the bills that he's passed and stuff?
I don't know. Because I don't care.
They're good.
Was it him?
Yes.
I doubt it.
It's executive orders. Look it up. Yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't trust it. I think he's, like, a puppet.
I mean, yeah, for the good guys, apparently, because of all the stuff
that
he's...
No, for all the shit. Have you checked out our economy? How much has inflation gone up?
Dude, gas is cheap right anything? Now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's, oh, okay.
It is. It's back down to $2.99.
Because it's cheaper than what it was a couple months ago.
Right, but it's back down to, like, Trump prices. Mm. So we're good now. We're recovering.
He's great. Biden's great, everyone. No, you can not. Understand every word he says.
Anybody like, he's younger.
Solid. Mentally solid.
And he's there, everyone. Did you see?
No, just get them both out. Just get them both out. I think the next step is Robert Kennedy Jr. And then after that, get him out. And then, like, fucking people. Get people that are in there that are 40 or 50 years old who know what the hell is going on.
Yes. Yes.
If you are above the age of retirement, you should not be president of the United States.
Amen.
Or in Congress or in any position like
or
that.
Or Supreme Court no, or yeah, any correct. Of these.
Any
if
of
you
them.
Can't get, I will say this again. If you are like, if you can't get a job at McDonald's, you don't deserve to be in the government, Dr. Dodds. Nobody said that. I didn't say that at all, ever. But like, seriously, people.
You
like,
make my job so much harder because you say stuff like this and I'm like, we have to edit that.
No,
out.
Don't edit anything out. We're all free. We're all live here. I will never get in trouble for anything that I say.
Oh, because you're Hayley Harris?
Yeah, because I'm Hayley Harris. Don't you know who I am?
No, but that's all. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
It's period. 2024. Don't be stupid.
Ooh, I like that. We should make t-shirts. Yes. Hey, I want to tell you about my philodendron at home.
Okay,
have I told
me.
You about it? You have seen it, right?
Yeah.
It's in my corner and it's really leggy. It's like going up. It's really dying. Boy,
oh,
it
no.
is just...
Is mine dying? Gonna die?
No, yours looks amazeballs, like, compared to mine, for sure. Did you chop any of them off?
No, I haven't yet.
No, mine, I bet, like...
But well, do you think it's because you let yours just grow long?
Yeah, so it's very interesting because the, like, the middle of the plant that's, like, in the mm-hmm. pot has basically no leaves on it, and those
and
were the ones...
And that's what mine's turning into, so I'm concerned mine's
yeah,
gonna turn into...
but I just wonder if it's the nature of the plant, and it's, like, a certain amount of years old, and, like, mm-hmm. that's just kind of what it's doing, and I'm supposed to just maybe because like some of them I've noticed they're only like a foot or 2 feet long and they have no leaves on them
oh.
so I'm thinking maybe I'll just like cut those and then I'm propagating a couple
yeah.
of them. I just got a couple like glasses of water and stuck them in there, and my pothos is definitely growing more roots than my philodendron, but I mean either way but I'm gonna repot it back into the pot
okay.
and then
yeah,
see if
I
it'll
like
grow
it.
more, but it's like it just looks so sad. Like there's like my stalk is like yours probably what like 5 feet long. It just like slowly losing its leaves all the way along, but it's growing new ones at the end. So it's like you're alive, but and I maybe I just need to start watering the fuck out of it because like how do you know how often you water your this bad boy over here?
I probably should water him closer to like once a week.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
But it's probably, like, once every couple weeks.
I think I water mine once a week. I pretty much know that I water mine once a week, is like, at the longest, maybe 10 days, but, like...
Do you put plant food in it?
I've been giving it fertilizer, yeah, like, once a month, and I just think maybe I'm not watering it enough, because the leaves are kind of, like, lackluster, and the ones that I put in straight water are, like...
So maybe you water him, and then... Like, test the soil in, like, 3 days.
Yeah, the only thing is like, I'm freaking out to repot it because, how am I gonna do that?
What do you mean?
Because it's got, like, 10 feet long legs. Just, like, one, two,
put
three,
them all
four,
on one
five,
side and just
six of them or something like that. But, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Me and my philodendron are not getting along. But I did get some, I got a philodendron and a pothos for the coffee shop.
Mm.
And they look really good.
Good.
And I'm like, stay alive. Because I am not having good luck with my philodendron right now.
But just so wild.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like a... Like, Phil was my first plant.
I know, right? And Fig is doing good.
Yeah.
Have any of the leaves fallen
no.
off? None. Because I just had another one of mine that was brown fall
that
off.
That one that has brown on it right there
yeah.
that you can see. Like, it hasn't gotten any browner since I got it either.
Oh, interesting.
It's just
I would say it's
going to
fall off, but like...
Every time you see it, you
honestly,
tell me it's going to fall off.
I know. What do I know? Obviously, I don't freaking know anything.
I mean, it will at some point.
Like,
however,
I have an aloe vera plant that, like, hates me right now. It's a freaking aloe vera. They're, like, the easiest. I ignore it. I don't ignore it. I look
right.
at it. I don't
what
look
do you
at
want
it.
From me?
It's just, like,
living its
I'm
life.
I'm kind of dead over here. And then I give it water, and what does it do? It goes, still kind of dead. Like, it never like perks up. They're supposed to like be cute and like perk up whenever you get them water.
I do want one of those plants specifically just for like the summertime.
Yeah, for straight up like regular aloe.
And it's supposed to be good for acid reflux.
Oh, you're gonna eat it. Probably do something with it before you eat it. Oh, did I tell you about my finger?
Fucking leaf.
No, you have to cut it open and get the juice. Did I tell you about my finger? Look at it.
I can't.
You need my glasses. Look, so I was cleaning up my beer cans this morning and putting them in the recycle, and I had like two in my hand, and I grabbed another one, and I stuck my middle finger in.
I hate it.
And it like similar. It literally sliced like basically underneath my nail. And I had to like carry it to the garage like that because I didn't want to like drop it, and I felt that like piece of skin like.
I hate it.
I was like, I hate it.
That is the bad. Worst when that happens. That's
bad. Yeah.
But we haven't. How long have we? 30 minutes, and we haven't even like talked about what we said we were going to talk about.
What did we say we were going to talk about? Oh, TV shows. Have you ever heard of Tom Sandoval?
Haley Harris.
Which one is he on?
Vanderpump Rules. He was the show we were going to go see in Champagne.
That's right.
In the Scandoval.
Yes. And I. So I wish that we would have gone. I don't know why you just didn't pull the trigger.
Because it was a late concert, you guys.
Oh my God, 7:30 p.m. concert. We're never going to make it. It was probably like 8 or 9.
And I have commitment issues. So. Yeah,
I know. Which is why when you sent me that class for yoga and plants, I literally bought it. Which is going to be so fun.
Wait, when is it?
The 21st.
Okay.
Relax.
It's okay,
next Sunday. Not this coming Sunday. Next Sunday. Any hoodles. I have seen Tom Sandoval just like random videos of him out at like karaoke and stuff.
I love dancing.
Yeah. Do you love it? Because like the comments are him like being like, he is such a douche. Yeah. Like somebody help him. Like,
yeah.
Anybody, please. That's why I like love tell it. Him. Oh, do you, so.
Like I, he's so tell full me. Of himself that it's like.
So he's real. That's real. That's really how he's just like that. Like he like thinks that he's being like super awesome and cool. Ew. What it sounds like he's doing like the remember suck it.
Why are you crying?
Oh, it's like a crying thing. It's weird.
Don't worry everyone, my husband is
Flint is 100% on the case right now. See? What?
Well, what? Somebody help mommy.
It's okay. When I'm dying over here.
Don't worry, everyone. I'm going to cut the majority of this out.
Are you kidding me?
Or maybe I won't. I don't know. You're just going to hear a kid crying for a hot minute. Okay. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was like, it's like a diversion. See, I think he just wanted to come upstairs. Mm-hmm. And he made an excuse. Pepperoni, go downstairs. Go downstairs. We're working. Yes, you got your bread. Good job, Grant.
You can do it.
Good job, Grant. You got your bread.
Come on, man.
Good job, buddy.
Hey, I'll put on a Grant show.
Make a show?
I'll put on Roman and Diana.
Do you like
Roman? This cutie patootie.
Yeah,
I wonder what's singing. He has a half a loaf of artisan bread that was like a, what do you want to call it? Like a sample bread that Lacey made. It's like 100% wheat. And it's just walking around chomping on it. I thought it was good. Lacey said, maybe not. Let's just fill this memory up. Oh, hey, is any of the video people want to see my scar? Look at it. It's cool. You can kind of see it. Oh, hold on.
Lord help me.
What does he want?
I don't know, because when I was about to go back upstairs, he was like, no, don't leave me.
Wow. Well, it's just another case. Attachment
issues much?
Just another case of your husband beating your children. Are we sharing this?
Yeah, you might as well.
Tom Sandoval.
Yes. Tell me more.
I've just seen these crazy, and you know what's funny?
On TikTok or like where?
TikTok. I think Reddit maybe a little bit. I'm not really sure. But Instagram, I think.
There's a new season coming out.
Instagram fucking is pissing me off with their ads. Like half of it is just nothing I follow.
And also like promoting Instagram followers or like follow this page. And it's like
you might like.
No, like I'm sorry, if I'm scrolling downwards, I want to see what my friends are posting.
Yeah, it's the same thing with TikTok right now. It's like everything is just a fucking ad, which pisses me off. But I actually set
unless they're like pushing out Lacey's Loaves, then whatever.
Right. I set the time limit thingy on my phone so I can't be on anything at too much time.
Yeah, I've been on the screen too much and I could feel it in my eyes.
Set the timer thingy on your phone.
I do.
Oh, and you just ignore it.
Yes. But it's because of the stupid bread thing. So then I'm like just checking things, but I need to like publish it and leave it alone.
Right. And not like go through it or anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I just every day.
Or just check the pages that you want to check or something, you know, instead of like just trying to scroll through and see what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, nobody else followed that advice, though, or else you'll never find any of our stuff.
Yeah, good old Tom.
Yeah, I just can't believe, but
he was funny. The scandal that I told you about with, like, the cheating scandal. And, like,
but it also makes me LOL because I'm, like, when I see him at, like, karaoke and stuff, like, getting it, and, like, this one video was him, like, dancing on this one girl who was into it for a moment.
Yeah.
And then she, like, turned around and kind of was, like, whatever. It was, like, she was, like, making fun of him or something, and I was, like, I think that's me. I think that's when I go to the bars or whatever, which I don't, how much do I go to the bars and go to karaoke, but like I think that would be me if I was like famous or whatever. Yeah. Like
I think people like him who I enjoy on like TV or whatever, but he, I want to say he's 40 now or something like that. I'm sorry, when you reach a certain age, you are no longer like the fun and like can get away with things like that. Like you're old now. Like what are you doing?
Yeah.
I feel unless this you're way good at it. If you watch a Southern Charm, I feel this way now. Why am I blinking on his name right now? Shit balls.
Southern Charm.
Give me your phone.
Justin Charm. Justin Southern.
Do Southern Charm. Why am I freaking blanking on his name? Guys, I'm up to date on it. Shep. Like, Shep.
Okay.
Shep is like 40, in his 40s now.
Okay.
I want to say he's like 40 or 41, maybe a little bit older. I don't know. But like he has always played this kind of like playboy, like he just like hooks up with women.
Little hottie. He's 44.
44. But he
nice.
Yes, he is such a cutie. He comes for money. He doesn't work because he just gets passive income by like his parents were wealthy, so then they just were investors. But like Southern Charm is kind of like it used to be more about like money, like old money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not really about that anymore. Mm. I think he's like the only person on the show that has like old money.
Oh, because people have like cycled through is what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, so like when this show has been on for 10 years, so we saw him when he was like 30 and I was like, ooh, like he's a hottie. Like I like him. And, but now as the seasons have passed and he's gotten older, I'm like, you're old. Stop being like, stop playing these girls. Like, you're 44 now. Like, what are... You're out drinking late at night and just, like, doing all these crazy...
And
like,
you're about to work at the together. Bar and see all these men that literally do the same exact thing. And you're going to have to serve them beer and act like their life is fine and nice and, like...
Are they married?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're married.
Some of them, like, but whatever. Some of them are not.
But, like... It's probably a different lifestyle than Shep, which is, like, out on the party scene and, like,
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Like, you're right. Like, they're not going to run in these fuck faces at the Colfax Bar and Grill.
It's just, it's like, once you hit that age, like, what are you doing?
But do you want him to, like, settle down and have a wife? Is that what's, like, annoying you? Or no, it's just that he's not, like, dating. Like, he's just, like, messing around being a...
It's more of, like, I just need you to act like a... Gigolo. Normal person.
He's being a gigolo.
Yeah, like it's like maybe he's living life right because he doesn't take life seriously. He's like kind of like whatever.
Dude,
like live your life.
I don't know though. Yeah, because the more my dad's been doing that,
he had
the more
a girlfriend
it's been pissing
for like
me off.
2 years. And he cheated on her.
See, that's a no-no.
Yeah, like you're old. What are you doing?
Yes, because I've also been watching 90 Day Fiancé, and it's Nikki, the like trans older woman, and Igor.
And he was like, I did sleep with someone. Once I put the ring on your finger, then I didn't have intercourse with someone.
He's fine. I'm a man. She was like, what the fuck?
Did you see the part where he had like a drink? He met up with his friend, and his friend, which is funny.
Yeah, his friend is like culture. Be the man.
Right, but it's such like a culture difference. Like people need to understand if you are dating someone from another country, it is a different culture in general.
Like, his friend was probably like beat like, the shit out of her.
Like they are very much like men are masculine and they are in charge and like. That is it. Right. Women are submissive and like
they just don't let her tell you what to
follow
do.
Follow along. And like people, like even women in America are not like that. But he in his head is like,
you're
your manlyhood shows through.
But he didn't know that until she literally. What pisses me off about their whole entire thing is they've been going together for what, like 11 years or something crazy like that since he was like 18, and it's like. Dude, once they got in a fight, literally their first episode ever, where she was like, and then we got in this huge fight, and I told him that, well, good for you, well, I'm a fucking trans man, or I used to be a man, that's what she said, because she's a trans woman, I think is how you would say that, but hey, Nikki, you fucked that up, don't say that, like, because you got in a fight, and you were like, well, guess what? I used to be a man. Yeah. And now you're mad because he thinks about the fact that you used to be a man all the time. You were in a fight and she used it against you.
I do not blame him at all.
No, well, my point is, if she didn't say that, everything would be fine. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't fucking probably be on 90 Day Fiancé because there would be no drama. Like,
he even says in there, it's a mental thing.
Yes, because
like, I can't
that she like used it as like a well, guess what, you gay-o. Yeah. Like, well, I used to be a dude. What do you think about sleeping with a used to be dude?
Right.
Like, I feel like she put that on him, and then now she's turning around
instead
being
of like using it as like, hey, I am a woman.
I have a high sex drive. Like, we used to have sex all the time. Like, yeah, before you told him that you used to have a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell, lady? Like, figure your life out. Like, and then this newest episode, she's like, I did all that threesome stuff in my 20s. Like,
yes,
in his 20s, you dumbass. Like, what do you think?
In his 30s now?
Doesn't matter. He's however many younger years.
He's like, 11 years younger than her.
Yeah. Hey, I bet he still wants to have a threesome, especially now because he wants to see if you're, like, how you fuck this lady.
And he just can't, like, get past that. I do kind of believe him that he's like, I love her.
Right.
I love her, and I want to get past.
I believe him, too. Because he told his friends and his family.
He's, like, trying to get past
it.
And I think he can't sexually. He loves her, but he, like, sexually cannot get turned on.
Right. And I think it's her fault.
Me, too. And I think that, like, you just can't blame him. He fell in love with you while he did not know.
Also, you were still, like, 28 when he was, like, 15.
And he was, like, 19 or 20 years old.
And she's, like, 31, 32. Like, you're a 31, 32-year-old woman. Like,
what are you doing?
Are you messing around with this, like, 19-year-old?
So, do you think, and maybe this is... I don't know. Do you think that like someone who's trans should she have told him before they had sex?
Or I think it's up to them.
And whether they tell them
unless your genitals don't match what you present.
Right.
I don't think it's anybody's business.
Right. I could see that. I agree.
Yeah. Like, because I think probably...
If you're attracted to me, then whatever.
Yeah, what if I have a huge clit that you don't know how to deal with? Am I supposed to tell you that before?
Right.
Sorry, Patrick, if you're listening, I know he hates that word.
Hey, it's anatomy,
but
it's fine.
But for real, like, what... You know, it's like, okay, what if I have a micropenis? Am I supposed to tell you before we fuck? Like, hey, by the way, it's gonna be...
But I agree with you.
So
I
if
think
you, like, have a vagina and, like... You or have boobs and shit, and like some dude wants to fuck you. Like, maybe when you trust him, you'd be like, hey, maybe
or like, if you like started dated to lead and, like, to somewhere, it's like, hey,
right? But if you're just trying to fuck or whatever, who cares? But if you're trying to be honest with somebody, maybe,
right?
But also, it depends. Like, I feel like if you all are like, I'm a woman now, I don't, like Nikki in 90 Day Fiancé, if you didn't want people to think about you being a dude ever, probably don't fucking tell anybody. I don't know. Just be a woman like you always wanted to be instead of messing around saying, oh, well, guess what? I used to be a dude. That's terrible.
Like you're trying to like piss him off.
Yeah, you should have had an honest conversation with him, like sat him down and been like, since this is getting so serious and I want you to marry me, like my part, I want you to know when I was growing up, I had a fucking wiener. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
Instead, she used it as a weapon.
Yes, exactly. That's my problem. Don't use it as a weapon. Never use anything as a weapon against anybody.
Right, if you love them. Like, what the heck?
I don't think, unless I might retract that statement.
No, but I did see a clip where she was looking at her cell phone and, like, her confessional was like, he just broke up with me over text.
Good, Igor. So stop. She called you Justin. The moment that she would have been like, actually, your name is Justin, because I think Igor is stupid.
Yeah, like, get out.
If you can't accept me at my first name, you can't accept me at my last name. I'm confused
on how his mom was like so accepting and stuff. If my son brought a girl home and was like, I changed his name to Justin.
Because I'd be like,
because
he looked like a 12-year-old when I was 30 that I liked. Also, oh, you named him after Justin Bieber, who was like probably 13 at the time. It's problematic. But I will continue to watch 90 Day Fiancé. I don't care.
I love it. I'll always listen to it.
Yes.
Oh, but speaking of like shows like this, so if you guys are watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you know what I'm about to talk about because it is wild.
OMG.
Okay. So let me back up.
Okay.
So I think Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, this is season 4? 3 or 4?
Do they go once per year? Is this 4 years
basically,
old, do you think?
Okay. Basically. Okay. I think it's season 3.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, so in the first couple seasons, there was Jen Shaw.
Right.
Jen Shaw. Do you know about her?
She got locked up.
She's
for
locked
fraud
up.
Situations. Because she was married to a lawyer?
No, she's married to a football coach.
Oh,
And she was selling fake stuff to old people and stealing their money.
So it's rough. You shouldn't do that. You go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Correct. So she was shady. Anyway, so then fast forward. So she's in prison now.
Okay.
And
are they following her in prison?
No, they're not. However, they hired, so like a new person popped on the show.
Of course.
Who was her old like assistant friend?
Okay.
And so
air quotes for anybody that's not
like
on the YouTube.
Yeah, like so she claims that she was her assistant, but I don't think she was getting paid, so she was just like helping her out to like I don't know her situation.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So Monica, this is her name, Monica.
Yes.
And so she joins the show, and she is like very open and honest about how she had an affair with her husbands are like their brother-in-law and like for 9 months and like all this other stuff, but that all happened like 10 years ago and they just recently got a divorce, so it wasn't even like
she's like 10 years ago I cheated on him, this like, year he's over it.
Right, so I don't fully get that because she just came out with the fact that it was 10 years ago and we're at the reunion now, so like we're like playing all that stuff. Anyway, so then she joins the show. She's like open and honest. Yes. And I'm gonna like, so okay, I need I'm so bad with names, everyone. I watch every show in the book.
It's my
I know.
Yes,
I'm a genius. I know your passcode.
Hopefully my hope you don't get porn on there. Hopefully my porn don't pull up on my phone.
Okay. Whitney. Freaking Whitney Rose. Everyone. Okay, if you watch the show, I am curious to know what your thoughts are on Whitney. Because sometimes I think she's very like dramatic, over the top. And I think she creates storylines to keep herself relevant. Or like to make things a bigger deal to keep herself relevant or whatever. Okay. And I think she also... I think she also like will try to pull things out of other people so that she doesn't get in trouble for saying something on national TV.
Oh, you said it, not me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she kept asking Monica,
which is right there,
Monica.
Yes.
She kept asking Monica what the rumor was with Angie's husband. Oh. Because Meredith,
okay,
was like, you getting feisty with Angie. Okay. And I was like, you want to talk about husbands?
Oh.
I'll talk about the husbands, like bringing drama into it. And that was it. That's all she said. But then Whitney was like, what is she talking about? And Monica was like, I know what she's talking about. Like, it's bad. Like,
drama.
Whatever. And Whitney was like, what is it?
Yeah, you have
what
to
is
tell
it?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
bring
even
it
if
out.
She said
and
don't
you could tell
anybody.
Monica was like hesitant because Whitney had asked her multiple times, like, what is it?
Yeah, and?
In different scenes, too. So it wasn't just like, what is it? What is it? What is it? In like us sitting down here. It was like they got together, like, what is it?
And then
they got
lunch together, what and then is this it? Dinner.
And yes. And so then Monica was like, the rumor is that Angie's husband is gay and that he's sleeping with men all throughout Salt Lake City.
No.
Shut up. So she ends up saying it. But I blame Whitney.
You shouldn't. That's not
for
your
place. Starting
that.
I mean, yes. Because she, Monica is new to the show. Whitney is season one.
So
she knows.
Yeah, she knows. Bring
she
it
knows
out.
She knows what to do.
Yeah.
So, but then it's like, shoot the messenger.
Oh, right, right.
But Whitney is the
really...
one who kept asking, like,
right.
What is the rumor?
Everybody should be mad at
what
Whitney.
What is this rumor?
Yeah,
and,
not
but
the person
everyone
who told
was kinda
the
like,
rumor.
Yes, I've heard the rumor, but whatever. But like, this is the newbie. Of course you're going to get it out of the newbie.
Because she, yes. Ooh, that's
so
drunk.
She did. So she did. She said it. All this other
it's
stuff.
Wrong. It's
okay,
wrong for
so,
you to do that.
So anyway, this is like kind of the Monica storyline. Like she's okay. being honest, truthful, but also like she like kind of goes back and forth between Angie and like Lisa and Heather okay. in terms of like her loyalty a little bit.
Right, right.
Like, you can see
like
that in conversations.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yes,
I've been watching
sure. And then...
You're voted
and
off.
And then, what happens on the last episode?
Spoiler alert.
Heather was trying to figure out who this Instagram page was that was saying very negative. From the very beginning of, like, season one.
Okay.
There was this Instagram page that was like a huge troll and would always say like negative stuff and like
okay.
put out negative stories about okay. all of the Real Housewives, mostly about Jen.
Okay. Okay. Which were probably turned out to be true.
Correct. Well, Heather did investigating and Monica's best friend then talked to Heather.
Okay. Okay.
And it was like, Monica is this
the extra
Instagram
woman.
Page.
Oh.
Talking all this shit.
She's
and spreading rumors and lies.
And then she got
and, like,
on the fucking
the
show.
Yes. So it was like Monica was pretending to be friends with all of them.
Just
to like,
get the tea
whatever.
To
but,
post.
But I think what just happened was Monica was like, I wasn't the only one creating this page. It was me, the girl who told Heather. Who's trying to become like relevant now. And I think like one or two other people. And Jen and Monica was like, we did it to take down Jen.
Oh my god, it's like
everyone else was like collateral damage for sure.
Right, it's your problem.
But we
that you're
wanted
a piece.
To take down Jen because we knew what a piece of crap she was because it was all happening before Jen
so,
was convicted.
So,
or even like the before the SWAT team like came
so,
and grabbed her. So like they were trying to expose her without like exposing her. Like,
okay. So then the question is, do you think that Monica is like working for Bravo? And they were like, hey.
So, this is my thought.
Okay.
This is my thought process.
All right, Lacey's thoughts.
That Monica was like, I see an in. I'm going to interview to be on Real Housewives now.
Oh.
And she was probably like, hey.
Hey, by the way, it's me.
By the way.
She told production that, but
yes,
not.
They
yeah.
must have known.
There's no way they didn't know. You don't get away with that kind of shit, like, without being.
Correct. On a big TV network
yeah.
such as Bravo.
Of course they did it
so
on purpose.
They had to have known.
Yes.
And so now we're in the reunion and Monica's like trying to talk through like all of her situation and like everything that happened. But it's like such like a wild thing. Like Heather was devastated, crying her eyes out because of what this patron said to her. And Monica's like, I am not the one who put out shit about you guys. I put out stuff about Jen. Like, right. That was,
which could
that
be true it. Or could
but
not be
now,
true.
Now the whole entire cast doesn't believe a word that Monica says.
Well, as they should.
Right.
It's like the burn book. It's like you're part of the burn book.
She brought a book that says burn book on it.
No. Oh my God. Frick. Like, yeah. Ladies, what do you think is going to freaking happen?
She was like, okay, if I'm going to be Regina,
here I am. Here's my burn book.
And so it's hilarious. But the whole thing now on social is like, Bravo, you better bring her back. Like, bring her back. Like,
Heather once made out with a hot dog.
That was one time. Heather would have been the one to make out with the hot dog. It's hilarious.
Oh my God. Train pack. Zagrossi biatch.
What else is this? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like wild.
Wow. That's great. I might start watching. Although Kendall you said should. She's going to cancel Peacock, which I shouldn't say that because maybe she'll remember that she said that. She hasn't done
too
it yet.
Too late. I'm not going to edit this.
Don't do it, Kendall. Don't cancel the Peacock.
But
that's great.
I will say, so like Heather in the reunion to like start things off, she was like, we were really excited to start a season without like the Jen Shaw drama and all of this
and
stuff
then literally
and like to start anew, and then this is what happens, and it's like
the person that exposed her is on your show now.
Right. Who like the and the account also talked like major crap about everyone. It is kind of shady, and then you get on the show trying to be friends with everyone. Like, that is weird.
Yeah, you're a piece, but I mean, whatever. You know what my favorite reality show of
but
all
like
time?
You're on reality TV. You're trying to get famous for something. So.
Instead of Real Housewives, I loved Mob Wives. Did you ever watch Mob Wives? No. Oh my God, that shit was good.
Yeah.
Coda singing to us.
He usually doesn't do this from the mudroom.
Should
but
we?
Today is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's outside, by the way. You can see him right there.
Oh, I can. He can see us. He's speaking.
Yeah. I think we should get him to come in and sing at the end of every episode.
Yeah. We can pay him. The $0 that come in.
Yeah, whatever commissions we get goes into your bank account. I'm pretty sure that's how it works with these freaking pets. Oh my God, should we let Flint free of his duties? I can't believe it's 57 minutes. And
right, what did we even talk
like,
about?
We talked about Grant for like 15 minutes, I feel like.
Oh, Grant, you're welcome.
And then what? Plants?
We did talk
about Grant, plants, and Potomac.
We talked about
Housewives of
Salt Lake City. And then we also talked about 90 Day.
Oh, yeah. We love 90 Day Fiancé.
We keep talking about the same things, I think. Because, like, all of a sudden we haven't caught up. And so then we're, like, catching up on this. And then we don't talk about what we, like, said we're going to talk about. And that is fine.
What even is that?
I don't know.
Cheers.
Hey.
Hey, what? Look at me like real serious or something about something.
Try to figure out how to edit episodes on your computer at home.
Oh, you want me to edit episodes?
Not every episode, but like help
just
a sister
every other.
Out.
Yeah, see, I knew you were going to gaslight me on her.
Or like, let's do something with
our
website.
Podcast. I know. I need to. I know. I'm being lazy.
You're working on Wednesdays and Thursday. Wednesday, no. Friday, Saturday.
Nope. It's okay, though. We'll talk about it. Love you.
At least your child, Leo, doesn't interrupt you when you're trying to do stuff.
Yes, he does. But I don't even know what I've been doing. Every day is something on my calendar.
Right. I feel like you're busy for not being busy.
For nothing. For nothing. I got nothing, and I got everything. I got a titty shirt. This is Trailer Trash Tammy. It's a boobies.
Mary
point
loves
to yours.
Trailer Trash. Tammy.
I should have wore this on Saturday.
You should have.
I would have been like, Mary, point to yours. Flint, come over here. I'm going to have your mom point to which boobs are hers. He asked me if they were dicks. I was like, no.
He asked you that?
Yeah, he was like, are those dicks? I was like, obviously they're not fucking dicks. They're boobs.
I am so confused how he thought that.
I don't know. None of them look. The only thing that looks dick-like is these like hands holding up
like,
these
like that
ones.
Looks like mushrooms to me.
Yeah. They're good. Summer, long summer, pointy summer round. Yeah. Some got big nips. Real big ones.
Yes, look at that.
Looks like sunglasses that wrap around your head.
Okay, everyone, goodbye.
These ones are mine.
Love you, goodbye, cheers.
Love you, goodbye, cheers. Oh. It sounds good when it's empty, don't it?
Yep. Solid.
Goodbye. I hope you stayed safe during the winter storm.
Yep.
Over this weekend that passed. As long as this episode comes out on time.
Watch for deer.
Correct. And black ice. Peace. God be with you.
Get me out of here.